A lot of millennials are just now reaching the mileposts of adulthood. Careers, homes, settling down with spouses. Well, 33-year-old Ford Inbody is already thinking about a time when he won't be able to do his job at a law firm. He has early-onset Parkinson's disease. First and foremost on his mind these days is health care. From KCUR in Kansas City, here's Alex Smith.
I suspect it could help.
Every night after work, Ford Inbody and his wife Courtney take their dogs out in their neighborhood in Overland Park, Kansas. These days, many of their evening conversations revolve around a time they know is coming, when these walks will be a lot harder. Inbody was diagnosed with young-onset Parkinson's disease 3 years ago.
Once I knew that and then I started doing more research about it, that's when it kind of became a little bit scary, because there is no cure. There's no way to slow the progression of the disease.
Inbody says he'll eventually have to stop working.
We had to very much start considering, you know, life planning. We had to make sure, you know, are we going to have enough income?
They decided against having kids and are saving every penny they can. They now stay with his grandmother to cut costs. But Inbody figured that no matter what comes, he would be able to get private insurance at a reasonable price despite his condition on the Affordable Care Act exchange and eventually go on Medicaid because of his disability. So ever since the election, he's been preoccupied following the developments of repeal and replace. He actually read the entire replacement plan and was somewhat relieved to see it keeps the rules that insurance companies must cover pre-existing conditions.
It's not like a complete all is lost situation, and I certainly am not like jumping from the roof and like concerned that Republicans are trying to like doom me to a life of no care.
But he does have questions about how this will play out for him. Chris Sloan with the research firm Avalier Health says it's true, Inbody will have access to insurance, but there's a big difference between how the new tax credits compare with the ACA's subsidies toward covering insurance costs.
The changes to the tax credits and to the subsidies available could mean that he's going to have to pay more. Depending on his finances, some of those changes could actually mean that he has to pay a lot more to get coverage on the individual market.
Now, the ACA subsidies are based on cost of care, where you live, and your income. Under the new proposal, he and his wife would get a flat $5,000 per year to pay for coverage. So when Inbody stops working, he won't get extra help paying for insurance. And that's not all. Sloan says that the ACA also provides extra help for low-income people for out-of-pocket costs.
With this new proposal, that just doesn't exist anymore.
And then there's Medicaid, which Inbody may end up on because it covers people with disabilities. The Republican plan limits how much money states get for each Medicaid recipient, and that amount goes up based on inflation, not increasing medical costs. So eventually, Sloan says, the federal government will give states a lot less money.
And so then the state has to make a decision, right? And in Kansas's case, they'll have to say, how do we make up that difference? They can say, you know what, we are just going to reduce eligibility.
Meaning they may restrict who gets Medicaid, or they could limit medical care.
How generous are the benefits? Do they cover everything that he needs for his Parkinson's condition?
For now, Inbody hopes that the new plan will help him and others with health problems, but the politics frustrate him.
The Republicans, they want it their way, and the Democrats are going to do everything they can to refuse a Republican victory. And really what that means in the end is something completely ineffectual that doesn't really help anybody is going to get passed, and nobody's really going to be happy about it.
In the meantime, Inbody says he's enjoying the health he has. He and Courtney are heading out this weekend on a Colorado road trip. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, KCUR, and Kaiser Health News.